Texte numéro 106. The jobs AI won't take yet. Since the start of the Industrial Revolution, there have been threats that new machines would usurp human jobs. For the most part, up to now, the humans have prevailed. But today, with AI ubiquity on the horizon, the threat is becoming real. A March 2023 report from Goldman Sachs estimated that AI could do a quarter of all the work currently done by humans. Across the European Union and US, 300 million jobs could be lost to automation. And there could be worse, says Martin Ford, author of Rule of the Robots. According to him, the real question, in fact, is how will artificial intelligence transform everything? However, there are still things AI isn't capable of, such as tasks that involve distinctly human qualities, like emotional intelligence and outside-the-box thinking. Therefore, three categories seem to be relatively insulated in the foreseeable future. The first would be unconventional jobs that are genuinely creative in domains needing people to come up with new ideas, so as to build something new in such fields as science, medicine, and law. The second insulated category includes jobs that require interpersonal relationships, such as nurses, business consultants, and investigative journalists. These are jobs, Ford says, where you need a very deep understanding of human nature. That is why he thinks it will be a long time before AI has the ability to interact in the kinds of ways that really build relationships. The third safe zone, says Ford, are jobs that really require lots of mobility and dexterity and problem-solving ability in unpredictable environments. Many jobs, such as electricians, plumbers, welders, which are the kinds of jobs where you're dealing with a new situation all the time, are probably the hardest of anything to automate. In order to automate jobs like this, you would need a science fiction robot. While humans will likely remain in jobs that fall within those categories, that doesn't mean those professions are totally insulated from the ascent of AI. Indeed, AI will soon detect cancers better than humans could, so doctors will surely use that new technology. But most people will still want a doctor, a real person, to be the one to tell them about it. It is interesting to note, concludes Ford, that an advanced education or a high-paying position is not a defence against AI takeover. The white-collar employee's future is more threatened than the Uber driver, because we still don't have self-driving cars. In many cases, more educated workers are going to be threatened more than the least educated. Think of the person that works cleaning hotel rooms. It's really hard to automate that job. Adapted from BBC News, May 2023.